This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're speaking again to Susan Kennedy, who's a commissioner on the California Public Utilities Commission. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thanks, Mark.
You're on the freeway again, I take it, with your hands-free apparatus.
I am.
What we didn't talk about yesterday in our interview about broadband policy in California was a relatively new option called broadband over power line,
yes.
which allows people to get their internet connectivity from the plug in the wall in the electric socket. And I wanted to find out whether there's anything going on that you know about, or that the California Public Utilities Commission is working on in regard to the deployment of broadband over power line in California.
Well, I'll say there's a lot going on this. As you know, there's been some major breakthroughs in the technology recently, and unfortunately, it's going on the East Coast, and not a lot's going on in California. So I think it's criminal that California does not have a major BPL pilot project or commercial project underway, and I intend to do everything we can to change that.
Okay, well, say just a little bit about what the FCC did in October that opened the regulatory door to broadband over power line.
Well, they cleared the path on a federal level that would allow investment in these types of projects, and what we really need to do is do the same thing on a state level. I mean, one of the most important things that California and a state like California can do is create the regulatory framework so that our utilities can invest in these new technologies with more certainty. Because right now, it'd be way too risky an investment because they don't know how we're going to treat it as an investment.
So it's possible that this California Public Utilities Commission could act proactively to set up some principles and standards, and that would help the utilities?
Without question. It's not so much setting up standards, but it's identifying in advance, you know, how we're going to treat that investment from a regulatory perspective. For example, California is one of the few states in the country that requires permission of the PUC before any utility can lease or encumber part of their network or one of their assets. So in order for PG&E or Edison to use their electric lines for such a project, they would have to come to us for permission. Well, that can take 8 months, 12 months. I've seen them take more than a year, year and a half. So we can actually pass a decision in advance that approves the lease or the use of those lines for that purpose. So that's what I want to try and put out there, is a framework in advance so we can expedite these projects.
So it's to essentially do in the state what the FCC has done on the federal level.
Exactly. Clear the path.
Have you drafted any? I'm not too familiar with the inner workings of the PUC. Do you have to draft some resolution or other?
Yes, exactly what we have to do, and we may even have to have some hearings on that beforehand. So I don't know how quickly we're going to be able to get that done, but we're working on it with light speed.
Okay, light speed, of course, is a possible reference to the SBC fiber optic system, but that's just a little pun, I guess.
Yeah, and they keep taking up the good acronyms.
They do, or the names, yes. I've contacted the spokespeople for San Diego Gas and Electric, for Pacific Gas and Electric, for Southern California Edison, and for the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles, and the most forthcoming any of them has been on this was San Diego Gas and Electric said, we're looking into it. I said, can I quote you on that? He said, yes, we're looking into it. But the other three haven't been willing to say anything publicly, and in general, they don't seem to be moving very fast in that direction.
Well, PG&E actually had a live pilot going on with AT&T
right.
In the Menlo Park area around the San Francisco Bay, and they actually did some pretty good work there, and unfortunately AT&T pulled the plug on it.
Right.
But I know PG&E is very interested and very actively pursuing picking a project like that back up again.
Do you know how far that project that they did with AT&T before AT&T pulled out went in Menlo Park?
They had not gone to commercial application. And I'm not sure I know they were hooked up to a number of homes, but I don't know how long they were hooked up or how active it was.
But in fact, it was actively up and running.
I believe so, to a number of homes. I could be wrong about that.
Did they work through the city of Menlo Park with it? Did the government there?
No, it was all done through their customers.
Oh, okay. So I'd like to follow up on that and find out. I used to live in Menlo Park. I would have been able to get that connectivity if I had still been there. So
yeah, it was a very small pilot.
Okay. what exactly then do you see as the timetable for what you might be able to do and what the PUC might be able to do, and then how that might roll out within the state with the utilities?
Well, I'd be very surprised if we could not get something substantial going by mid-year in 2005. I understand the deployment time it takes to actually get a project going is not that long. I mean, it's very fast in terms of deployment. Most of it is in setting up the back office functions and the getting the lawyers to finish their job of drawing up these agreements between the companies.
Right.
So
go ahead.
That's going to be, we can't do anything to speed that along except to eliminate any uncertainty around these kind of contracts. But I think I'd be very surprised if we didn't have something in the middle of 2005.
Okay, now, do you see broadband over power line as providing a significant portion of broadband access within the total framework of broadband in California?
No question. This is the fourth pipe into the home, and I think its possibilities are almost limitless.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us, and we'll talk again about this and other issues, I hope.
Great. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.